you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs? It could be caused by something as simple and common as a B1 deficiency. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a solution for low B1. Zobria. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1, with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells to stop functioning properly, resulting in numbness, tingling, burning, and pain in the feet and legs. It may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to improve the functioning of these nerve cells. You can get Zobria risk-free by going to ZOBRIA.com. That's Zobria.com, and get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's Zobria.com. Vitamin B1 perfected.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's our weekly rundown of all the important health stories of the week, and we're going to share details with them momentarily. We also invite you to call in. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we got this hour and next to hear from you. Many calls over the week. By the way, 877-726-8255. 24/7, 365. You can record a question and we'll answer it during one of our weekend programs. Lots happening on the health front this week, of course. And among the stories that we're going to cover, we're going to talk about how testing for COVID is problematic, but the time of day that you take the test, incredibly, may have a big impact on the results. 877-726-8255. More good news about vitamin D and disease prevention, according to a big study just out this week. And the results are in terms of the program to pay people to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Lots more stories, plus your phone calls. All right, this week, kind of a crazy week because there are ominous rumblings from across the pond. A fifth wave appears to be developing in Europe, even in countries that are highly vaccinated. They're rushing to get boosters into people. Some of the European countries are hesitant about initiating vaccines in kids, unlike over here, where in some places vaccine mandates are going to into effect for kids even attending grammar school. Out west in San Francisco and certain other places, they're calling for all kids to get vaccinated, and some of the European countries are balking over safety concerns. The new pills are on the way. That may help us stem the tide if there are some breakthrough infections, of which there seem to be many. The vaccine efficacy seems to be waning. And boosters, well, maybe partial answer, but another way of dealing with it is to enable people to take medication early on in their infections to stave off severe COVID. Merck and Pfizer have developed products that people can take at the first instigation of a virus. But there's some very interesting new information that comes to us about a study that has just been approved by the FDA. It's called the MOC-19 trials. You know, just like Mach 1, Mach 2, Mach 3, you know, the speed of sound. Well, this is the MOC-19 trial, which is a acronym for Mushrooms and Chinese Herbs for COVID-19 Study. And it's just been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. So this is a big deal because it's being conducted at some major institutions here in the U.S. It's not Bulgaria. This is not Sri Lanka. It's not the University of Uzbekistan. The University of California, San Diego, and UCLA are going to look at mushrooms and Chinese herbs for COVID-19. Now, the claim is not that they're some panacea, but that they could be part of an all-of-the-above approach. The first phase one randomized double-blind placebo-controlled trials have begun at UCLA and UCSD to treat COVID-19 patients quarantining at home with mild to moderate symptoms. A third trial is going to investigate the use of medicinal mushrooms as an adjuvant to COVID-19 vaccines. In other words, to make the vaccines more efficacious. Say they're being administered to an elderly person or a person who's immunosuppressed, and they're going to give them medicinal mushrooms to amp up the effectiveness of the vaccines. They're also going to look at the benefits of mushrooms when administered as an adjunct to a COVID booster shot, because some people have comorbidities that would reduce the vaccine response. All this is detailed in the Journal of the American Medical Association, America's most authoritative mainstream, not flaky, mostly against supplements and natural therapies medical journal. They're going to look at two mushroom varieties, turkey tail, otherwise known as Coriolis versicolor. Versicolor, I guess, refers to the variety of colors that it manifests. I was recently taking a hike in the woods, and I came across a nice stand of Coriolis mushrooms, turkey tail mushrooms, and they're really beautiful. I took a picture. There's just all kind of colors of the rainbow and sort of stripes. And also agaricon mushrooms, less well known, but they're also, both are available over the counter. Agaricon is more associated with the European tradition. And in fact, agaricon mushrooms were used to treat pulmonary infections 2,300 years ago. Hippocrates, the father of Western medicine, used mushrooms. And it's not too far a reach because, after all, penicillin comes from mushrooms. It comes from fungus, an accidental fungus that grew in a petri dish. So what they're saying here is, some people are concerned about the possibility that mushrooms may amp up the immune system too much, that people could develop cytokine storm. An immunologist who's consulted on the trials says that a cytokine storm is unlikely for these patients because the mushroom components, he says, quote, don't mimic inflammatory cytokines. He says in the doses used, the mushrooms perturb the immune system in a good way, but fall far short of driving hyper or sustained inflammation. So they're less concerned. They're going to watch for that possibility, but they approved the trial as safe, and they're going to carefully evaluate mushrooms. Mushrooms that he says are immunomodulatory. In some ways, they very specifically enhance immunity. In other ways, they calm down over-exuberant immunity. So in a preliminary trial for the potential for cytokine storm, we didn't see any evidence of it, says one of the lead researchers. So when it comes to Chinese herbs, they're also going to be studying a Chinese herbal formulation that consists of 20 different Chinese herbs. And that's the approach that Chinese herbal medicine takes. They believe that herbs should be administered not as single herbs, but in kind of a symphony, like an orchestra, where they interact and modulate each other's effects. The formula is called, let's see if I get the pronunciation right, Qing Fei Pao Du Tang. It's a combination of 21 herbs from four Chinese herbal formulations that were developed to treat COVID-19 in Wuhan, China. According to the trial's lead investigator, the experience with these herbs is very deep. The ones we're using are based on formulas that date to the 3rd century. They've already done an observational study in China. Patients hospitalized with COVID-19 in 2020 used the herbs had a lower risk of death than those who didn't use them. That's a preliminary trial. They're going to try and replicate it here in the United States. The herbs included, don't try to, put this into a mortar and pestle at home, because it's a very specific combination. including herbs to clear lung heat, inhibit SARS-CoV-2 replication, and block the virus from binding to receptor sites on cells. One familiar herb in that formula is mahuang, also known as ephedra. That's an herb traditionally used to treat asthma, both in the East and the West. Another one is called gan chao, which has anti-inflammatory effects. And there's another one called ban jia, which is known to thin mucus and promote its elimination. So very cool that they're exploring this as part of an all-of-the-above approach to COVID-19. And that's something that we need, notwithstanding the importance of other measures, pills and vaccines and the various measures that we use, testing, contact tracing, and keeping people from who are sick from infecting others. 877-726-8255 is our number, and we invite your phone calls. We're going to take some of those calls momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For a suite of professional-grade products from Protocol for Life Balance for relief of occasional minor aches and pains of overexertion, ache action, MSM, and hyaluronic acid, this suite of products may help to support a healthy response to normal physiological stress and promotes a balanced response to joint stress, flexibility, and mobility. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you right into the doctor's office where you can pose a question. And we got John in Connecticut. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
That's good. Thank you for taking my call, by the way.
Sure.
I'm a type 2 diabetic. I'm on Lantus. I'm taking 30 milligrams, you know, every 24 hours. And I'm like at 150 or 160 sometimes. And I was thinking of berberine because I took it before because I'd been to your office many years ago. It was like 4 or 5. And you told me about that. And I took it before, but I forget how many milligrams it actually reduces you. Now my pancreas really isn't working. That's why I'm taking insulin.
Right.
So will it take the insulin that I inject and make that use more useful in my body, make it more absorbable?
Yeah, okay. So there are a couple of things about diabetes that bear on how berberine could act. What berberine does mostly is it reduces insulin resistance. And insulin resistance occurs in type 2 diabetics when they're overproducing insulin, but it's not doing the job. In your case, you kind of cross the threshold to insulin dependency because your pancreas is kind of burnt out. It's probably not producing enough insulin to cover your needs. And it would not be bad to take berberine. Berberine might help the insulin do its job better, but it's less likely that you get a dramatic response as with patients who are overweight and have high insulin in the early stages of type 2 diabetes. So in some trials, in one very well-known trial, I think it was back in 2008, because we've been talking about it for a long time, berberine was compared to metformin, which is a popular oral diabetes medication. And in a toe-to-toe comparison, it performed just as well as metformin. So how it works is it works in the cells, in the tissues, but may also work in the GI tract by changing the way that sugar gets absorbed or by modifying the microbiome, the bacteria in the intestinal tract, which have an effect on metabolism. So amounts, when it comes to berberine, I would say, you know, you could try 500 two or three times a day. And there are many berberine products. I like to use one called CM Core that has grapeseed along with it, which is a nice adjunct to the berberine. But there are many different forms of this, and berberine could make a difference for you. You know, probably you need more than just berberine to optimize your response to the insulin. You know, we have to look at your height, your weight, your diet, you know, many, many other factors come into play. Something that can help your pancreas work better to pump out the insulin that you need is gymnema. Gymnema works better for patients who don't produce enough insulin. So Gymnema sylvestre is a over-the-counter supplement that many diabetics use. A little chromium might be helpful too. Biotin can be helpful for diabetics. There's several things that you could try. So give it a shot. 877-726-8255, our number. More calls coming up. But there's some very interesting news about vitamin D. You know, vitamin D, a lot of people saying, oh, it doesn't work, it's not helpful. Some trials saying, no, it's not that beneficial. Here's a trial where it really scored big. During 5 years of follow-up of almost 17,000 adults, they were monitored for autoimmune disease. And what they found is that the use of vitamin D and or omega-3 fatty acid supplements was associated with a decreased likelihood of an autoimmune disease. Big trial. And the amount of vitamin D they used, in my opinion, was kind of paltry. 2,000 international units. They took that for 5 years. 25% to 30% reduction in autoimmune diseases. These include rheumatoid arthritis, polymyalgia rheumatica, psoriasis, MS, lupus, you name it. There are 72 different autoimmune diseases that have been identified. In the study, in one arm of the study, people were given omega-3 fish oil at a dose of 1,000 milligrams per day. That's not that much. And the group that took the vitamin D and omega-3 fatty acid supplements saw up to a 30% reduction in autoimmunity. So that's very important since 15 to 20 million Americans suffer from autoimmunity. Probably that's just the tip of the iceberg, because in some people, the autoimmunity hasn't been identified and they just simply feel lousy, fatigued, and achy. Hashimoto's thyroiditis, by the way, a major cause of hypothyroidism, especially in women, is an autoimmune disease. 877-726-8255, our number. More coming up on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. We're awaiting your calls.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or pain in your feet and legs? It could be caused by something as simple and common as a B1 deficiency. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a solution for low B1. Zobria. Zobria is a safe, effective, and clinically proven nutritional supplement containing a high-potency bioactive form of vitamin B1, which has been shown to reverse symptoms caused by low B1, with no side effects. Low B1 causes your nerve cells to stop functioning properly, resulting in numbness, tingling, burning, and pain in the feet and legs. It may also contribute to forgetfulness, loss of mental focus, fatigue, and loss of appetite. Restoring proper B1 levels has been shown to improve the functioning of these nerve cells. You can get Zobria risk-free by going to ZOBRIA.com. That's Zobria.com, and get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's Zobria.com. Vitamin B1 perfected. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences. And now I'm excited about a new natural wellness line from Plus CBD, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothe irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment through a blend of Plus CBD's award-winning full-spectrum CBD, plus L-theanine and 5-HTP. CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness with CBD plus melatonin, as well as soothing magnolia bark extract and relaxing lemon balm, so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. Both products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. And use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. As I've often said, your calls make this show. So we invite you to call 877-726-8255, our number. And we've got William in Queens, New York. How you doing?
Hello, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for your very pleasant demeanor and keeping everyone informed on state-of-the-art developments. I'm 78. My HDL is 61, LDL 99, cholesterol 165. But lately, my blood pressure...
Well, you're in the chips. I mean, that's a very good ratio. And, you know, that's a nice cholesterol to HDL ratio and looks good.
Lately, my blood pressure has been in the 140 range. I've had some, you know, personal issues with that may affect it. I wanted, and then the doctor, you know, was thinking of medication or even a statin for the cholesterol, you know. But, you know, I was wondering at what point do you, you know, have someone, I'm on the thin side as well, to prescribe a blood pressure medication. In the past, breathing exercises, the thing with the grip, and, you know, meditation has helped, but lately it's been between 140, 142, 139 in that area.
Okay, so that's a little borderline. And you actually ask a very good question, because there's no one-size-fits-all for blood pressure. For people who have high risk, you know, say perhaps you've had a heart attack or a stroke, I know you haven't, or maybe you've got an aneurysm that they're watching in your aorta or in your brain, or maybe you've got the beginnings of kidney problems. Perhaps the high blood pressure is in conjunction with diabetes, or, you know, there may be other circumstances which make you higher risk. Then we're more stringent about lowering blood pressure. We would immediately put someone with a systolic blood pressure of 140 on some blood pressure lowering medications. On the other hand, in healthier, especially younger individuals, we have a little more tolerance for that. We urge them to try lifestyle stuff, monitor their blood pressure very carefully, and see if we can turn things around. One disadvantage that you have is that you're not a fatty. If you're overweight, I'd say, you know, lose 5% of your body weight. You know, that might be like 15 pounds. And then, you know, actually less, it might be like, you know, 8-10 pounds. And then... we would see an improvement in your blood pressure. But when people are older, there is a concern that chronic high blood pressure may have an erosive effect on the brain, causing little white matter changes in the brain, kind of like little tiny mini strokes, not like a big, big stroke that paralyzes you. But the high blood pressure may have a damaging effect. Or perhaps on other organs, like your kidney, for example. We would look at your creatinine, for example. If your creatinine was a little high, or if there's a test called a urine microalbumin, if that was a little high, we might say, yeah, okay, we really need to control that blood pressure with a little bit of light medication. And, you know, some people just really don't want to be on medication for blood pressure. And unfortunately, it's inevitable. Perhaps as people age, they have a tendency to have a little hardening of the arteries as much as they eat well and exercise and take supplements. And perhaps there's a genetic component. Maybe there's an environmental component. You know, the stuff in the air we breathe and, you know, the heavy metals that are in our environment may cause us to develop high blood pressure eventually as we age. And so it's not some great shame to have to go on a maybe a low-dose blood pressure medication to protect you. So, you know, monitor your blood pressure carefully. Do the best you can. Things that are helpful, obviously, magnesium, coenzyme Q10. There are a lot of supplements. Fish oil has been shown in some cases to lower blood pressure. Chiolic aged garlic extract, which you've heard about if you're a regular listener to this program, has been shown to lower blood pressure in a very, very nice clinical trial. These are some of the things that you can use to have an impact on blood pressure. But if you got to pull the trigger on a medication and it's appropriate, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world. You want to avoid it, of course. All right, naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to deliver powerful anti-inflammatory nutrients that our bodies need. Hey, you know, this may be the next big thing in nutraceuticals. We're talking about brand new, all-natural, daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. It's Black for Health, liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. It's got four plant-based foods: black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed rich in thymoquinone, which is a wonderful anti-inflammatory, immune-supportive compound, and black peppercorn. So it delivers high levels of body-ready healing botanicals, supporting your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, brain, circulation, immunity. It's a delicious-tasting supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's spelled P-H-A-I-M, Future Farm, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay, there has been a big push to get people vaccinated, obviously, and they're using mandates, and, you know, it's kind of a carrot and stick approach. The stick approach, mandate, you know, you'll get fired, you can't work, can't go to school. The carrot approach is to incentivize people with payments, financial incentives. So a recent study has evaluated whether these schemes have advanced the vaccine cause. According to the National Bureau of Economic Research, and I'm quoting, while messages increased vaccination intentions, none of the treatments increased overall vaccination rates, according to the study by professors from University of Southern California, University of California, Los Angeles. In fact, in certain subgroups, the study found that financial incentives and negative messages decreased vaccination rates, particularly among those over 40. See, young people say, I get $100 or I get a lottery ticket, I'll grab it and go. But older people, they're more immune to these incentives. There was also a decrease in vaccination rates as a result of this among those who said they backed Trump. Okay, they just said, come on, you're trying to bribe us now? All right, so they got, you know, they push back against what they seem like a buy-off using government monies. Similar research from earlier this month in the Journal of the American Medical Association looked specifically at large state lottery drawings of up to $1 million. It found that there was little to no change in vaccination uptake. For example, there was an effort in Ohio, the Vax-a-Million lottery drawing. For five straight weeks, Ohio residents who received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine were eligible to win $1 million. But the study found no statistically significant association was detected between a cash drawing announcement and the number of vaccinations before or after the announcement date. So, you know, we're kind of reaching kind of a hard stop. 67.2% of the eligible population in the U.S. has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. They, you know, some people are deluding themselves that we're going to get 100% vaccination rates or, you know, high 90s. Not going to happen because some people are just obstinately going to refuse. And therefore, you know, other approaches need to be undertaken other than forcing people out of the workforce. In some cases, people quitting their jobs sometimes especially if they've had COVID, you know, and that That's what's lacking in the U.S. Many other countries, you get a vaccine passport if you've had COVID, documentation that you've had it with antibodies that show that you've had a natural infection, or medical records showing that you tested positive for COVID in the past. That has exempted some people from the universal vaccine mandate in other countries, which take a more nuanced approach to one size fits all. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item is of concern because in the past, we've offered women hysterectomies, and there's a bonus. Say you have a hysterectomy for fibroids, you don't really need to take your ovaries out. But the doctors say, well, take those ovaries out because you've had your kids already. You don't need those things anymore. You've completed your family. So we'll just take them out for you because, you know, some people get cancer, and ovarian cancer is terrible, so we'll protect you from the ravages of a potentially fatal disease. Just take out those ovaries while we're at it, while we're taking out your uterus. There's some troubling new data which addresses the limitations of past research and applies a corrective. Headline, premenopausal bilateral oophorectomy, taking out the ovaries, that is more strongly linked to cognitive decline. They looked at a large number of women who had had bilateral oophorectomy before menopause, and it was associated with an increased risk of mild cognitive impairment. So the quote here is, this finding suggests that physicians treating women with premenopausal bilateral oophorectomy need to be aware of their patients' risk of cognitive impairment and should consider implementing treatment monitoring plans. Wow, you know, God, look out if you've had your ovaries taken out. But this applies more to women who've had it done earlier in life, premenopausally. They don't speak to what happens when, say, at the age of 72, you have your ovaries taken out. The hypothesis that surgical removal of the ovaries before menopause is associated with brain aging outcomes that may be the result of hormone deprivation. Women who have their ovaries taken out before menopause really crash out in terms of the drop in hormones that would ordinarily occur more gradually at or near the time of menopause, you know, when you're 48 or 50 or 55. The estrogen has a brain protective effect. And that's one of the reasons why for some women who really feel, you know, they're experiencing cognitive decline at the time of menopause, we very likely will prescribe bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. And it really supports heart, lungs, brain, and overall wellness. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Naturally occurring black pigments in vegetables, spices, and seeds have been found to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I'm excited about what I think may be the next big thing in anti-inflammatory supplements, a brand new, all-natural daily preventative against a host of possible inflammatory issues. Black for Health liquid extract from Future Farm Botanicals. Black for Health combines four plant-based foods, black garlic, black radish root, black cumin seed, and black peppercorn, containing high levels of body-ready healing botanicals. Black for Health supports your liver, skin, cholesterol, blood pressure, and weight management, circulation, and immunity. It's a tasty supplement with liposome complex for optimal absorption. For more information or to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's myfuturefarm.com. Farm, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. It's 877-726-8255 to get in touch with me. And we got a caller, Monica in New York City. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. I went to see an ENT doctor recently because I have a constantly running nose. And she tested me for allergies and then called me and said that I had a histamine level that was 1.6 and it's supposed to be below 1. Mm-hmm. And then she said, she read me some things I shouldn't eat. And then I went, she said, go online and you'll read a whole list of things, which I did. But when I see things like avocado, which I eat a lot of because it's supposed to be so healthy, and nuts and a whole bunch of other things, sardines, and I don't know. I never heard you talk about histamines. Maybe I missed
I've actually talked about it, and there's a nice article that I wrote on that subject a year or so ago. It's at drhoffman.com. But the idea is that, you know, people take antihistamines to block allergies. Well, some people just overproduce histamines. And it's not like they're allergic to one food in particular, you know, like somebody who has anaphylaxis to shrimp or anaphylaxis to nuts. It's just like you're an allergy factory. You make histamines and you react to a lot of things. And so there is a low histamine diet. I think the most important things to avoid are foods like fermented foods, you know, aged cheeses and red wine. And things like kombucha, sauerkraut, perhaps. I mean, generally, these are good foods because they restore the microbiome. But in the your case, they may trigger histamine production. The other thing you could do is, I mean, I use a bathtub analogy. It's like if the bathtub's overflowing. It's like your cup is overflowing, literally, with allergic symptoms. You want to turn off the faucet. Okay, so that's taking in less histamine-triggering foods. And you can follow that list to some extent or another. But you also want to open up the stopper and let the water out. And that's where certain supplements come in. One of the supplements that's very valuable for this is something called DAO, diamine oxidase, which is helpful for breaking down histamines. And when you can more rapidly mobilize them by taking that supplement. Other things that are helpful, quercetin and vitamin C and zinc. And for some people, they have methylation problems, so they need to take folate and B12 and B6 in active forms. We can, you know, take a pass with the diet, see if that helps bring down your symptoms, but also consider taking some of the over-the-counter supplements that actually have a beneficial effect on this. That may help you. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. And among them, several stand out for relief of occasional minor aches and pains of overexertion. Ache Action, MSM, and hyaluronic acid. Now, this suite of products may help to support a healthy response to normal physiologic stress and promotes a balanced response to joint stress, flexibility, and mobility. I've been availing myself of some of Protocol's joint and muscle support supplements now that the cooler weather is enabling longer run and bike workouts, and they're really helping me with recovery as my mileage piles up. They're available now at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Okay, there's this very interesting thing that happens when you get tested for COVID. I mean, sometimes you get these false positive results, and then a confirmatory test shows that, that really wasn't positive. Well, it turns out that the timing of your test may affect your likelihood of a true or false positive. A new study suggests that what time of day you get tested has a big impact on accuracy. Researchers at Vanderbilt University Medical School found that study participants were up to twice as likely to receive an accurate positive result if they got tested in the middle of the day and not at night. There were actually more false positives at night. When retested, the people really weren't positive. And the difference in accuracy wasn't trivial. The analysis revealed a 1.7-fold, almost two-fold variation in the likelihood of a positive result over a 24-hour period, depending on when you did it. And one other implication for this is that if you get more accurate tests in the mid-afternoon, if that's the time of day when you're most likely to shed viruses and get an accurate test, that means that both symptomatic and asymptomatic individuals are most likely to pass on SARS-CoV-2 virus to others at that time of day. It's suspected that viral shedding is less active at night. So very interesting finding. It's like, you know, we've got circadian rhythms and the virus has circadian rhythms and we make happy music together, or in some cases, unhappy music. 877-726-8255, our number. We invite more of your phone calls. We're real happy to get them during the show. And we got lots more to discuss, so stay with us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.